With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I have a theory coming up at 9:40. That ought to make it fun. And we go to Dan Wetzel of Yahoo Sports, who joins us now on the show. Now, Dan and Lima know each other pretty decently. Dan Wetzel consults with Lima about certain issues. He never consults with me. And what upset me here is I read this, and this is from yesterday midday. And yeah, I do read you, Dan. And I did segments in the past called the New Emerging QB Market about QBs who maybe have to be traded because of teams lining up for new quarterbacks or team quarterbacks that have been given up on too soon, like Ryan Tannehill. And then there's this whole article. I go, I don't get called. It's amazing. Him and Lima, they're buddies. I don't get a call. I don't get a text. I don't get a middle finger from Dan Wetzel. He just doesn't care about me. This is some good stuff that you wrote here, though, about Matt Stafford. There's possibilities of first-round picks that could be exchanged for Matthew Stafford here, Dan?
I'll send flowers. You know, is that good? What am I going to do to make it
that
up
That just
to you,
implies
you know?
That I'm dead. That's all you're going to do? Why would you send me flowers unless I'm dead?
An edible arrangement.
Yeah, that That's might be a little bit better.
Oh, yeah, everyone likes that, right? The fruit arrangement.
Well,
look, I think if you look at the league, there are about 18 teams that are in some level of quarterback interest in a quarterback. And that may be somewhat low, but there's at least 18 teams going into this we either definitely need a new quarterback or we kind of need a new quarterback or probably need a new quarterback. So other than Jacksonville, everyone else is kind of can't automatically solve their problem. So there is a huge market out there, a lot of uncertainty, and part of that is there's going to be at least Matthew Stafford, probably Deshaun Watson. I don't think Aaron Rodgers, but you don't know. But you have as many as three, maybe two, definitely one guy you can just plug in and play as a starter. So there's a huge market looking for quarterbacks. Huge. There's a number of teams that think they're Super Bowl contenders if they can just get a quarterback. And so Matthew Stafford right now is, and the Lions are in the driver's seat because they're the only ones that are actually shopping a guy. You can wait for Deshaun Watson, but he may not emerge. And then you're stuck going, okay, Jacoby Brissett, plan B, you know. And it's a little bit of a drop-off, to say the least. Or you jump now and go after the one in the hand type situation. We can go grab Matthew Stafford. So I'm not surprised there's a whole bunch of teams willing to trade first-round draft picks and more to get this guy because everybody needs one.
Dan, what is it right now in the NFL that this seems to be a reoccurring theme every offseason? I've never seen this before in the NFL where guys who are considered decent quarterbacks could be available. Why are teams so eager to move on from the existing guys they have when in years past they didn't necessarily do that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't know if anything has changed or not. First off, there's no patience. I mean, it's clear with that. I mean, we're already talking Miami possibly trying to get Deshaun Watson. Right, they're rumored in the market. Now, I don't know that they actually are. I mean, just because everyone speculates they are is one thing. But like, they just got Tua Tagovailoa. Now, was he great as a rookie? No. Did he look like, you know, an absolute surefire guy? No. But you know who didn't play as a rookie at all, or played half of a game or one game? Patrick Mahomes. You know who got a lot better between year two and three? Josh Allen. Did Baker Mayfield look as good this year? Did he look as good as a rookie in this year? Like, there's just no patience on some of these young quarterbacks, and so I think that's part of it. They're willing to give up on guys quickly. And there's also the benefit of the rookie salary structure, where if you get a guy as a rookie or those first 4 or 5 years, they bring added value in being paid low. But I don't know what the whole situation is. There's definitely less interest than just, hey, we've got a decent guy, let's build around him. And I'm not sure it's such a bad idea. I mean, if you look at the last two Super Bowls, the losing team had Jimmy Garoppolo last year and Jared Goff the year before. Neither one is what you'd consider, you know, they lose to Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. But those were close games. I mean, Mahomes had to win the game in the fourth quarter last year. Garoppolo almost won a game and almost won a Super Bowl. And the Patriots scored 13 points against the Rams. Tom Brady scored one touchdown in that Super Bowl. So it's certainly some stuff where you're just like, gee, I don't know, man, you're giving up on those guys quickly. I think both of those franchises would be happy to move on, but they had quarterbacks that got them to the last two Super Bowls.
Well, one last thing about this. Deshaun Watson, who we've talked about, and I get crushed here for even pontificating that he's an upgrade over Baker and that you have to at least pick up the phone to look into it. If he ends up getting traded, does that change the course of the NFL? Is it a little bit overstating it that this could become the NBA and players could want out at any time?
So, yeah, historically you haven't had that because such things are like systems and coach control. And, you know, I think you can't just plug a guy in the way, you know, Kevin Durant could switch teams 5 times this year and it'll be fine for the most part. So, yeah, it might change some of it. I don't know. It'll be very, very interesting on whether this works, how it works. I think you have to be as good as Deshaun Watson, though. And there really aren't that many guys like that. I mean, players like him just don't come on the market. You know, he's 24. He's a great talent. He's a great leader. You know, his contract's not ridiculous. You know, for Houston, this would be devastating to lose him. I do think he is if you're a Cleveland fan, and I'm sure most of the listeners are, you want him dealt, and you want him dealt to the NFC because the AFC is stacked with quarterbacks. And so to get one more great quarterback out of there when you already have to deal with Mahomes and Allen and Lamar and, you know, we'll see what Trevor Lawrence does, but he certainly has the looks of somebody to be really good. Like, there's enough young 25 and under quarterbacks in the AFC. You can get rid of Deshaun Watson too, get him to the NFC. That would be ideal. You don't want one more guy like that you're going to have to contend with the next 5-10 years.
Dan Wetzel joining us, Yahoo Sports, also an author as well, has books for young readers called Epic Athletes, Mahomes, Steph, Simone Biles, LeBron, Serena, Alex Morgan, the whole thing. Check it out on Twitter at Dan Wetzel. Dan, you said sports writers shouldn't vote for any awards, honors, or teams in any sport, let alone halls of fame. It's pretty simple. Now, that's a tweet. Can you expand?
Yeah, I just don't. I think we're supposed to report the news or analyze the news. When you're voting on awards, who's the MVP? Who's in the All-Star game? Who's the Heisman Trophy winner? And then certainly Hall of Fames or Halls of Fame. You're creating the news, and it's just not our job. That's not what we're supposed to do. Sports writers or broadcasters. And, you know, you look at this Curt Schilling thing, do I think that I don't vote. I don't vote for anything. So I don't know. But, you know, like 70-something percent of baseball writers voted for him, and yet he's able to use them as a wedge issue, bash them, and turn it into a news story. And it's a news story of how you put yourself out there to get slammed by all sides on what's going on. It's not the baseball writer's job. They don't work for the Hall of Fame. They're not getting paid by the Hall of Fame. Make the Hall of Fame figure out their own thing. Most of this is done because of ego. You want to tell me who the NFL wants to tell us who the player of the year is? Let them tell us who the player of the year is. Then we'll report and say, no, I disagree. I think it should be this guy, or I think it should be this guy. Or if I had a vote, this is who I'd vote for. That's fine. Nothing wrong with like those kind of topics. But when you're actually making that decision, you step beyond I'm reporting and covering this sport to actually participating.
So
and you know, which you can guys will sit there all, you know, hey, the Browns should take this guy, right?
Yeah.
But if you actually made the choice, it's a different thing, and that's what you're doing with it. That's it's no different. So I just don't think the sports writers or media should create news, whether Curt Schilling's right or wrong. I don't know. I don't think so. But you just don't create news. Just report on the news. And if Schilling's mad at some panel of ex-players, that's a really interesting story.
That is
but
true.
But you're in the middle of it now.
Well, there's I tend to agree with everything you say, but how do I find something that's fair? If I leave it in the hands of fans, well, fans can be pretty biased against some, and they love other ones. When it comes to the teams, I think it takes the emotion out of it because there's a lot of teams or a lot of players or whatever, former players, who would feel that way. Writers are supposed to be the ones that are impartial, and you just said to report the news, but now that things are changing, I got more and more writers who are involved in opinion, and it really does blur the line here, Dan.
I would think that the perfect group to, if we're looking at, if you're the Hall of Fame and you're saying, I want the people best qualified to determine whether this person was a Hall of Famer, I actually think the writers are a pretty good choice. They may be the best choice. And they have this system. I don't think it's like, first off, I don't look at all the stats, so I don't know. But I don't think this is not Derek Jeter or something like that. Like, this isn't an overwhelming candidacy. Like, it's close, right? And the Hall of Fame is hard to get into, and that's fine. So for the purpose of the Baseball Hall of Fame, yes, this is a great system. But why is that the purpose of the writers? You don't work for the Hall of Fame. I'm not in the Hall of Fame. I have nothing to do with the Hall of Fame. So when they ask me to vote, I'm not going to vote. Or the Heisman, right? I don't work for the Heisman. I don't work for the Downtown Athletic Club. So you're doing someone else's bidding for the point of who the best ones to choose. I know how hard a lot of baseball writers work on this and think about it. I know how the Football Hall of Fame, they have this long meeting. I mean, these guys work. They call people. They do all the effort. They put all that in. That's great. I'm not saying their choices are wrong or they're not maybe the best qualified to do it because they will be as unbiased as you could be. It's just not your job. And so don't create the news. Just report and analyze the news. Make the Hall of Fame come up with some other system. It's just, you know, they used to have the AP poll in the top 25 count in picking like the college football playoff or the BCS, and then the writers got out of it, and that's fine. They just created their own new thing. Make the playoff people create their own little committee, and then we can all yell about it. That works just as well for us because we're trying to report. And it's just a philosophical thing. I think they do a good job. I don't think Curt Schilling's right on this. I just don't think we should be involved in any of it.
Dan Wetzel with us on the hotline. I want to ask you about Urban Meyer to the NFL. Does this have more to do with just Urban wanting that next challenge, finding a perfect situation, or is it that you're going to continue to see college coaches maybe try to get out of the college game considering all the new regulations and the player empowerment that you're seeing on that level?
I think both. You know, I think for him it's a new challenge. And if he wants to go back to college, put it this way, he could have had the Texas job, I'm going to assume, and I think he could have had the USC job. And honestly, if you had said what two jobs would he most likely go back to, those are the two. And he hasn't expressed any interest. So I think going to the NFL is like the new challenge for him, and that's, you know, we'll see how he does. I do think the changing landscape. There's two things. One, the NFL is way more wide open offenses, way more inclined for the college offense. There's way more people moving back and forth between college and pro than there used to be. Used to be pro coaches and there used to be college coaches. Now, totally, you know, you just see, well, we just hired as our offense coordinator. This guy is a wide receiver coach of this NFL franchise. You know, just popping back and forth. So the offenses are there. And then, yeah, I think it will be it's a different world you're living in the next 5 years in college athletics with name, image, and likeness and more player empowerment and different all the different things that are coming, the transfer portal. So maybe you sit there and say, look, if I'm not going to have that kind of control, I'm going to take a look at the NFL where it's a whole different ballgame. And so I would not be surprised if more college coaches go, but I think you'll have more of a flow back and forth. I just think it's going to be a perfectly normal mix. A guy like Bill O'Brien, take Bill O'Brien's career. He's a New England Patriots offensive coordinator. Then he's a Penn State head coach. Then he's the Houston Texans head coach. Now he's the Alabama offense coordinator. Next year, is he going to be a pro coach or is he going to be a college coach? Like, he could be coaching Michigan. He could be coaching, you know, wherever. Coach the Cincinnati Bengals. I don't know. He's just a coach. That guy you didn't see a whole lot of that back in the day. And, you know, so I think it's all changed, and it's sort of which one do you want to take that jump on? But it's a different world. There's no question.
I got like 60 seconds. Is the Patriot way a myth without Tom Brady?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think he's taken the Patriot way. He uses it the best way, though. He's the best one at implementing it. I can't make a Brady. I can't sit there and say Belichick's not without Brady. He's got to give Belichick a chance when he doesn't have to rehaul the whole offense and he gets a real quarterback. We'll see, though. But it's certainly Tom Brady has made his statement, and it's an impressive one.
30 seconds. Would you trade a first-round pick for OBJ?
Only if I was like the last thing I needed to really believe I was a contender.
Okay.
Dan, there's a ton of young, great wide receivers coming into the league.
We talked about them today. Dan, we thank you very much for the time. All the best.
Appreciate you. Take care.
Yes, sir. Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports, at Dan Wetzel on Twitter, on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Lima, if the writers don't vote, who the hell should? And I have a theory at 940, live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.